The column in the middle of the room shows a photo of the workshop around 1923. The workshop has been arranged for the photo, as can be seen, with cast vessels like the Borgler pots deliberately laid out on the shelves of the pottery wheels. It can also be seen that the glaze rack at the end of the room was only erected after the Bauhaus period. Today it contains storage vessels from all eras of the workshop. Thus, the third vessel at the height of the doorframe contains the smalt cast, the blue apron. It was produced between 1920 and 1925. The open wood-fired kilns in which the smalt could be fired were no longer operated after the Bauhaus period in Dornburg. The vessels standing on the third shelf of the side racking date back to the Bauhaus time. The vessel with a brownish-beige ring decoration displayed on the shelving beside the door in the fourth compartment from the bottom dates back to the Bauhochschule era between 1925 and 1930. It carries the signet of the State Bauhochschule on its base. A few Lindic vases, which have been used in other ways, can also be seen. There are also typical forms of unglazed vessels carrying the black markings of Heiner Hans Körting. The majority of the vessels date back to the period when the workshop was used by the Körting family over seven decades. The inventory ranges from small faience jars, earthen vessels and jam jars to plastic containers, originally used as iceboxes. Economy and usefulness determined the use of the most diverse objects in the workshop. Anything they had was used and, where appropriate, reused in a new way, provided it was intact. Little was changed, nothing was thrown away without reason, and machines and tools that they had continued to be used.
The glazes that Otto Lindig used for his vessels became more varied over time and took on a subtle life of their own, particularly after the construction of a new muffle kiln in 1938, which was fired with industrial briquettes. The failure rates of the glazes became more reliable, and the scope for glaze experimentation continued. Apart from a semi-matte black glaze and a white glaze, which allowed the shards to shine through on red clay, a bright blue glaze and a reddish-brown glossy glaze were used for crockery and also for individual vases. Bluish, greenish, and brownish glazes were solely used for the vases, which revealed a muted interplay of colours through the finest crystallisation. Lindig always regarded his preoccupation with glazes as playing with substances, and it therefore never became as important to him compared to the form.